you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
I would pursue a geography degree, but what can I do with it? That's a question persons with more than a passing interest in geography have asked themselves when the time comes to decide what career path to follow. Today on Career Talk, we try to help answer that question with input from Dr. Paris Liu Ayi, Director of the Mona Geoinformatics Institute at the University of the West Indies. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. To someone whose mother is an urban geographer and whose father is a geologist, the question of what one can do with a degree in geography was irrelevant. And having made the transition into a career in geography himself, Dr. Paris Liu Ayi is perhaps the best person to allay the fears of any tertiary student pondering what to do with a geography degree.
So the person who's planning public health policy without geography, you're pretty much driving with three wheels. So the person planning crime strategies without knowing geography, you're driving with three wheels. The point is that it's an integral part that people really overlook.
Director of the Mona Geoinformatics Institute at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Liu Ayi is the conceptualizer and primary developer of the Caribbean's first GPS navigation system. Working with Geographic Information Systems, GIS, Dr. Liu Ayi provides real-time technology aids to those with an interest in spatial mapping. Users of the service include members of the security forces, persons in construction, developers, and more.
It's the combination of the geography with the IT, with the mathematics. It's not just about making maps in a computer. It's about using the computer maps to do analysis, to do modeling, to do simulations, to present scenarios, to present basic information. We're trying to present information that is useful, usable, and can be used for serious action. At the same time, it's condensing it and exploding it.
For Dr. Liu Ayi, potential geographers have dozens of career opportunities available to them due to the numerous ways geography impacts day-to-day life.
Because geography is so broad, you can do anything ranging from planning, migration, criminology, sociology, public health. That's human geography based. Physical geography can do anything ranging from natural hazards and climate change. You can look at, for example, changes in forest cover and those types of things. You can look at elements including river processes and coastal processes. You can look at landscape development and so many different things. But what is the linchpin for me is the fact that you can look at human-environment interactions. So when public health meets climate change, isn't that something that appeals to a broader cross-sectional society? You're not just talking about, oh, sea level is going to rise and global warming is going to kill everybody. We can now see how global warming is going to affect the mosquito that's going to give that person malaria that's going to cause an epidemic in their country.
The field, he adds, is ripe for innovation to those willing to think outside of the box. The next movers and shakers in the field will be those who find ways to impose the ideas of other academic or social fields onto geographic principles to create completely new disciplines.
In terms of developing and plotting your own career path, you have to understand that even though I specialize in geography, my eyes were open because if geography isn't everything, you need to understand everything as well. As a result, I try to appreciate technology and the role of technology with geography. I try to understand the role of business with geography. I try to understand the world of other different worlds with geography. And that is the benefit.
As a parting bit of advice, Dr. Ayi reminds that the field of geography does have its notable personalities.
We had a Minister of Finance who is a geographer. Dr. Omar Davis is a geographer. We had a Prime Minister of Trinidad who was a geologist, Patrick Manning. You have Prince William who is a geographer. You have all of these famous people who are geographers, geologists. But again, you never know that.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuel saying join us again next week for another insightful edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.